them. They want me to be better, but no better than them. Say it well. No.
Attention, attention to all farmers, traders, government and non-government institutions. Buffalo Bicycle Zambia Limited has come once again with a mega harvest promotion. We have reduced prices on selected Buffalo Bicycle spare parts, double chain bicycles, charger mountain bicycles and the single speed bicycles by 5%. Visit any of our Buffalo Bicycle shops in Lusaka, Chongwe, Kisamba or any other Buffalo Bicycle shop countrywide. Get yourself bicycle spares and any of our mentioned bicycle models at a reduced price. This promotion runs up to the end of October 2025. Terms and conditions apply. For further details, contact Buffalo Bicycle Marketing Team on 0761 104200 or 0761 104201 or 0761 104221. Buffalo Bicycles, built for big loads on tough roads in Africa.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Zambia Correctional Service justifies the release of Winston Kavinda. Harry Kalaba says 2026 general election will show the true reflection of the will of Zambians. ECOWAS new president, Julius Maada Bio, reiterates wish for Sahel states to return to the fold. As in international news, in sports news, Super League outfit Leopards FC appoints veteran journalist Basopo as club communication officer.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji. The Zambia Correctional Service has justified the release of former convict Winston Kavinda, stating that his release was done in accordance with the Zambia Prison Service Act, Chapter 97 of the Laws of Zambia, which was in effect at the time. The service clarifies that Mr. Kavinda was released under the presidential prerogative of mercy enshrined in Article 97 of the Constitution of Zambia, granting the head of state the authority to pardon any convicted person. According to Zambia Correctional Service Public Relations Officer, Superintendent Cornelius Mwanza, Rule 140 of the prison's rules outlines that an inmate must have served at least 1 year of their sentence and demonstrated rehabilitation or meritorious conduct. Mr. Mwanza further clarifies that Mr. Kavinda was pardoned on the 25th of May 2020 at the age of 72 following his admission to prison on the 30th of July 2018 at the age of 70, emphasizing that the release of the said former convict was affected through Gazette Notice No. 6874 dated Friday 22nd May 2020. Mr. Kavinda's release was executed under the Patriotic Front PF government in line with the Zambia Prison Service Act, Chapter 97 of the Laws of Zambia, which was in effect at the time. Mr. Mwanza has since reaffirmed Zambia Correctional Service's commitment in upholding the dignity and rights of the children, ensuring public safety and adhering to strict rehabilitation and reintegration guidelines. He further stated that any suggestion that the new Dawn government or the current command was involved in this 2020 release is unfounded and that should be dismissed as misinformation. Opposition Citizens First party leader Harry Kalaba has reiterated that the by-elections are often characterized by voter apathy, stressing that the outcome does not necessarily reflect the future of the general elections. The opposition leader has therefore underscored that the true reflection of the will of majority Zambians will be seen in the next year's general election. Though Mr. Kalaba acknowledged his party's poor performance in the recent by-elections, he explained that he views by-elections as a stepping stone towards building his party, mobilizing support and pushing its agenda. He emphasized that Citizens First will continue to take part in the upcoming by-elections as part of preparations for the next general elections in 2026.
change much. But if we vote in a general election, we can kick out the bad and bring in the good. So people take a lot of things to a general election as opposed to a by-election. It would be naivety of the highest order on our part if we said because we are not done well in this by-election, therefore we should give up. For us as citizens, by-election as a stepping to immobilizing our party, pushing our agenda, getting known, and that is why it is a good opportunity for us. If it is announced that there will be by-elections and there will be nominations next week, the citizens face is better.
Kanchibi, a member of parliament, Sande Chanda, has called for growth in Zambia's political space, urging leaders to focus on issues that matter to the people rather than personal interests. Mr. Chanda expressed concern that many politicians concentrate on selfish desires instead of addressing the needs of citizens. He stressed the political arena is currently dominated by personal agendas, leaving out critical matters that affect the lives of Zambians. The lawmaker urged fellow politicians to move away from petty politicking and commit to transforming the lives of the people.
Political space in general, the body politic in general, still requires a lot of growth, still requires a lot of maturity, and still requires us to focus on things that matter for the Zambian people, and that we need to deliberately shift our energies, move our energies to transforming the lives of our people as opposed to politicking day in and day out. I think that the political picture or landscape as it is again full of personal issues, void of the issues that really matter to the Zambian people.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has warned illegal solid waste aggregators operating in various parts of the city and under the popular Zesco pylons along Ring Road against causing environmental risks to residents. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba discloses that the aggregators have been cautioned against open air burning, which he says has the potential to cause respiratory problems such as tuberculosis, TB, to residents. Ms. Mwamba further warns that stringent measures will be taken against anyone coming in conflict with the law, hence emphasizing that the local authority will not tolerate illegality regarding solid waste management. In the meantime, she has also disclosed that the council, with the support of Zambia police, demolished illegal makeshift structures belonging to the aggregators. She stated that illegal trading and open-air burning of solid waste is a prosecutable offence as it infringes on human rights to good quality air. The local authority is therefore appealing to residents to support the council in maintaining law and order for the well-being of all residents.
Lusaka City Council has warned over 20 illegal solid waste aggregators operating in various parts of the city and under the popular Zesco pylons along Ring Road against causing environmental risks to residents. The aggregators have been cautioned against open-air burning, which can cause respiratory problems like tuberculosis. The council, with the support of Zambia Police, also demolished makeshift structures belonging to the aggregators across the city. The council wants that anyone found guilty of abrogating the law will be fined or prosecuted, and illegality regarding solid waste will not be tolerated.
In international news, as he continues his West Africa tour, Sierra Leone's President Julius Maada Bio has reiterated his wish that the Alliance of Sahel States will rejoin regional body ECOWAS. Maada Bio took the rotating presidency of the Economic Community of West African States in June and says he hopes the good relations he has with Mali, Burkina Faso and Niger will work in his favor. The three junta-led countries formally announced their exit from the 15-nation bloc in January following the formation last year of their own alliance. And still in international news, a new United Nations report says the number of conflict-related sexual violence cases reported in 2024 increased by 25% from the previous year. The highest number of cases was reported in the Central African Republic, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Haiti, Somalia and South Sudan, said UN spokesman Stephanie Dujarric. He said 63 state and non-state parties are listed in the annex of the report, credibly suspected of committing or being responsible for patterns of rape,